Welcome to the Music Therapy Roundtable Podcast. We are your hosts, Rachel Rambach,
Michelle Erford,
and Kimberly Senna Moore.
We are three board-certified music therapists who are passionate about our work and feel we have something to say. Join us each month as we share stories, tips, and ideas about music therapy and working as a music therapist. Thank you for joining us. Well, happy October. How are you both doing?
I'm on coffee overload right now.
Uh-oh, watch out, world.
I know. So I got to kind of giggle because these days when I make myself a pot of coffee, I do 8 cups. That's how my life is right now, which I think is kind of a lot.
That is a lot.
And so that's where I am. And life is good and it's all grand and 8 cups of coffee a day helps.
Oh my.
I have a feeling that a lot of music therapists are not listening to that and nodding their heads.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Whenever I look at my Facebook music therapy friends, the topics are usually about coffee or like help me with this song.
You know those travel mugs of coffee that are big?
Yeah.
I generally have 2 of those a day. But it's good. And I'm excited. I'm excited to talk about conference because it's always crazy. It doesn't matter if it's in November or October. It's always crazy gearing up for and leading up to the conference, but I get so excited this time of year. I love conference.
I know. It's a good kind of crazy. It's just like an exciting, anticipatory feeling, and I love it. Even though it stresses me out at the same time.
I know. But I do have to ask, just, you know, this is a little off topic, and I know we want to get into talking about conference, but I just want to check in with Michelle and see how she's feeling.
Well, it's funny because you were talking about how much coffee you're drinking, and I'm like, yeah, I don't remember the last time I had a cup of coffee because I stopped drinking it when I got pregnant. So, but I'm doing fine.
I remember those days.
Every once in a while, if I need to pick me up, I'll have like half a cup of regular with half a cup of decaf, and it like shoots me over the edge. It's like too much caffeine. But I'm feeling fine. I just started month number 6, and I really, and I know, and I look pregnant now, like everyone knows. I get all my coworkers are like really, really excited for me, and I'm excited, of course, but then when I'm around other people that are excited, it's even bigger, and so, like, also speaking of conference, how you guys are saying you're so excited, I'm like, I feel like I've been excited for 6 months. It's not necessarily about conference, but but I'm just, everything's really going well. I'm so far, I guess I'm healthy. We haven't had any problems, and we know it's a boy, and one thing that I'm so excited about with this conference is that I'm actually going to be, I have relatives up in Ohio and Pennsylvania, and as we know, the conference is in Illinois, so we're kind of moving in a row, you know, geographically, kind of. So I'm going to be heading up early, and I have my first baby shower with the family right before conference. So I'm excited.
Please post pictures.
But it's fun. Like, I'm in all maternity clothes all the time now, you know, and nice. this will be my last traveling. We don't have any other events happening other than Thanksgiving, but because we're coming up so early, we're not going to be traveling at Thanksgiving time, and then that's it. I won't be traveling anymore until after the baby.
Wow.
So this is my last hurrah in another state, basically.
Read a book, Michelle. If I like read a book on the airplane and you think I'm kidding, but I'm not, because that's not going to happen again for I don't know how long until your kids are like on their own phones.
I'm due in January. And I think my doctor said like a month and a half, don't travel. But we only travel for holidays anyway. And so because the baby's due in January and just the holidays, you know, American holiday schedule, this is like it. But Yeah, it's funny because I do that conference quick tip series on the Music Therapy Tween blog, and I had posted on there, this is gonna be my first like conference pregnant, and even just traveling pregnant, like super pregnant. Well, not super pregnant, I'm not that big yet, but help, mommies, help me, because I'm really not looking forward to being in a plane. For sitting in one place for over an hour is tough. So people are already shooting me some suggestions and tips that they have, so I'll be putting that on the tween soon for everyone, and I'll be using them all.
Very cool.
Well, and you won't be the only pregnant. I know a couple other music therapists who are going to be at this conference who are pregnant, so hopefully it's helping them out too.
Well,
That's a
we're gonna try to
great
tweet up
idea.
too. So if you see a bunch of pregnant ladies at the conference, area with their feet up, join us.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, speaking of conference, should we go ahead and dig in?
Let's do it. This year, we're gearing up for conference almost a month earlier than usual. Our flights and hotel rooms are booked, presentations are prepared, and now comes the real fun, planning how we'll spend those 5 days in St. Charles, Illinois. In episode 34 of the Music Therapy Roundtable podcast, we'll share with you our plans for AMTA 2012, the social events, sessions we can't miss, and other highlights to look forward to. So let's start off with some statistics here. What number conference is this for both of you?
I have to count. I know that my first conference, it was in 2000, and I believe in St. Louis. And I've gone to every single conference for two. And the two I missed was, and I'm just a national conference here. And I missed two because I was at home with weak old babies. So I could not go to
It's a good
conference.
reason to miss.
Yeah, so I'm going to count while y'all show your numbers. 2000, 2001.
About you, Michelle?
Well, my first national conference was the San Diego conference. So,
Oh, that was mine too. I didn't
yeah.
realize
Oh,
that.
okay. No,
Okay.
but what's our number? Five or four?
I think this will be four.
Four. My very first conference ever was World Conference when it was in DC, because that
Yes,
was when I was
I
in
remember you
college.
saying that.
That was the coolest. All right, Kim, what are you at?
Oh, nice. 11.
Oh, you have us beat by like two and a half. Two and a half times.
Yep. Well, yeah, this is conference number 11. That's
We're just
awesome.
conference babies.
I
I know. Well, I started going when I was a student. The first one I went to was in St. Louis. Actually, technically, my first year as a music therapy student was in 1999, and that was the year they had the World Congress in DC, the one you said you went to, Michelle. And I was like literally a couple, it happened a couple months into my career as a music therapist, and I didn't go that year, but I went the year after. The conference was in St. Louis, which was, a 4-hour drive. And that first conference hooked me. And so it's just been a big priority of mine to make it a conference. It's just it, at this point, it only took a couple years to be like, this is just what I do. I go to conference.
Right.
So, and just figure out a way financially to make it work, which is easier now than it was then. But
Yeah. Very cool.
and then I, pretty quickly started getting involved in some of the student organizations and things like that. So kept coming back. Conference number 11.
That
Awesome.
is very impressive. Very cool.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about conference number 11 for Kimberly and conference
Was
number
like,
four
all
for
right.
the conference babies here. So what's the most exciting thing about AMTA 12 for you both? What are you both looking forward to the most?
To me, I go to conference to network. Like, those presentations are cool. I'm happy to get information, but bottom line for me, it's always to see people in the flesh, shake their hand, give them a hug, and have some real solid, like verbal conversations as opposed to, a listserv or a Facebook group thing.
Yeah, and I'm with you, Michelle, because I mean, even though I'm excited about presenting and I'm excited about doing my first research poster session, I mean, when it comes down to it, the reason I'm excited for those things is because, you know, I just get to talk to people and I get to meet people and I get to see friends and people that I only see once, maybe twice a year. You know, even you two, I get to see you two again. We talk a lot, but I get to see you.
Yes. Yes. That's so, one of mine too.
Yeah. So I think underlying all of that, even if there's a particular event or a person I'm looking forward to seeing, it's really about making those connections and those reconnections. That's what I like about conference.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to agree with you both, on those points. I'm really looking forward to seeing, you both. And then of course, all of my other friends who are all over the country, who I only get to see once a year. But I'm also really, really excited about our booth in the exhibit hall this year. I am super, super stoked to actually have the time to spend at it this year. Last year, I think I gave 3 presentations and was on a committee and all of these other things. And I really didn't have time to really spend a whole lot of time there. But this year, that's kind of my main priority. So I'm looking forward to that.
So, Richie, say that. And are you doing any presentations or serving on any committees?
Yes, I'm still serving on the technology committee. And then I'm only giving 1 presentation this year. And it's a group presentation with 2 other music therapists from Illinois, Meryl Brown and Melaine Pullman. And I are presenting on Saturday morning. And our presentation is called Your Business, Your Way: Resources and Ideas for Your Music Therapy Business. So, you know, that's a topic I could talk about for 10 hours and not have to prepare for it all, really. So that's more of just kind of a fun thing for me. Very nice. Low stress, whereas last year I was giving a solo presentation plus our presentation plus the social media advocacy roundtable that you organized, Kimberly. So last year was a little bit more stressful, whereas this year it's kind of like very chill and more – I have more time to do other things.
Mine's not chill this year.
Yeah, no. Like, tell us about what you're up to.
Well, it's basically my entire conference experience this year is going to be about 1 of 3 things. It's either going to be related to my work with CBMT or related to what we're doing, the 3 of us are doing with, you know, the Roundtable Podcast and Music Therapy Pro, or this is an addition this year, or it's going to be related to my doctoral work. So with my CBMT work, you know, we have 1 presentation that Judy Simpson, Dina Register, and I are doing. And that is, I have to look on my calendar. That is, I have already done my calendar for conference, and it's very colorful. Oh. I will say it's a colorful calendar.
Is it color coded based on the hat that you're wearing for each particular?
Actually, it is. I'm not kidding. My whole calendar is, including my conference calendar.
Nice. I love that. That's awesome.
So, yeah. So let's see. So our advocacy presentation is Friday afternoon. And then there are a couple of other different advocacy related, you know, events, like the Illinois is going to, since that state is kind of the host of conference this year, being that it's in St. Charles, they're doing a breakfast Friday morning. And then,
yes, I'm excited for that.
I know, even with Lily, I'm excited too.
Yeah. Well, good thing we're roommates.
We can
get each other going.
That's right. Yeah. I didn't even think about that at all. And then Saturday afternoon, we're having our third, I think this is our third task force reception, which is a chance for us to celebrate all the amazing work that task force members are doing. Other task force members are giving different advocacy presentations that I'm going to try to go to. So that's that hat. And then I won't go too much into what we're doing because we're going to talk about that later, but you know, I have that and spending time at the exhibit hall and things like that. But for my doctorate, I'm doing a solo presentation and a research poster. And this is the first time I've ever done a research poster. So, you know, I've done presenting before. I kind of know, you know, I have a system for organizing the information and how I do that. So the even though it's a new presentation for me, I'm not that nervous about it. But I'm working my little tail off on this research poster. I'm actually, when we're recording, I'm still analyzing the data. So I'm, you know, working really hard on this. So that's what I'm doing.
Wow, you've like worn me out just even listening to all of
that. I think it's also those 8 cups of coffee coming through. That was like zing, zing, zing.
Yes,
you can see why. You can see why.
I think this is going to be the most hyper Kimberly we've ever met at conference.
I think you're right. I hope some of it rubs off on me though, because I could always use a little extra energy at conference.
Oh my gosh, it's a good thing we're roommates.
Good thing. Good thing.
So what about you, Stel? I think you've purposely, like, you've taken a completely different route. And, like, you're purposefully.
I have no. Music therapy pro is my only responsibility. Actually, I used to be very. I used to, a lot of the times, my conferences revolved around the committees that I was serving on and attending that. And then I would always make a point of trying to. At least present or co-present something, one presentation. But actually for the past 2 years, I've been diligently, not just trying, and successfully, I might add, been trying to lessen and lessen those responsibilities, partly because I knew one of these days I was going to be starting a family. And, well, my husband and I were going to be starting a family. And... he had a say too, but also because, it was just getting too much, you know, and I just, you know, I love doing committee work, but for me, it was just, I was kind of burning out on it, frankly, and I need to be a music therapist forever and I need to be it with AMTA forever. So to help maintain our relationship, I needed to also kind of take a break from committee work. So actually this year, I am not on any committees. I don't have any presentations, and I couldn't be happier. This is the first national conference actually that I can just go. And I'm really looking forward to that. And also, I'm happy to have one thing to focus on, and that is to be at the Music Therapy Pro booth and share Music Therapy Pro, which of course I'll also be sharing the Boom Tote because that's going to be at conference too, but they're all going to be beside me. So when you see me, you can hear about Music Therapy Pro and the Boom Tote and being pregnant and all of that stuff. And I couldn't be happier.
That's awesome. Cool. And I am, on a personal note, I'm excited to see, I have seen pictures and video and I've heard about the Boom Tote. And I am excited to see this new and improved version. I'm very excited.
Yeah, you'll be impressed.
Oh, I know I will be.
It looks really good. It's way better than what it used to be. Partly because I'm not making them now. Someone else is. You can tell that I was a beginning sewer. When you look at them now, they look so great.
Have you taken a look at the conference schedule? Are there any sessions you're like, I really want to see?
Yeah, I was actually just looking through the conference program this morning, and I'm sort of, you know, taking a look, but it's a little overwhelming when you just see all of these titles. They all sound so amazing. But there are a couple topics that I want to kind of focus on for sessions. And every year, you know, I say, okay, I'm going to go to all these sessions. I'm going to learn all this information. And my first year I totally like sessioned out the whole time. But the last couple of years, I've just been busy with everything else that I haven't gotten to many. But I'll say it again, this year will be the year of the sessions. So I definitely want to hit up some business focused sessions. Cause, you know, I own my own business and I'm always interested to hear about what other people are doing with their music therapy businesses and, you know, if they have any new tips or resources or, you know, personal experiences that they can share that might help me. So I definitely want to do some of those. There's a songwriting session I remember seeing that I'd like to go to. It's good to expand those songwriting skills. So those are kind of the two topic areas that I'm looking forward to. What about you guys?
Other than the ones I'm doing, I plan to go to as many of the kind of advocacy and CBMT related ones. And outside of that, unfortunately, I don't, you know, I'm going to look and see if any of my friends are presenting and see if I can kind of bop in, you know, in support of them. But unfortunately, unfortunately, this won't be the year of the sessions for me, which is a little sad, but I think those, what happens at conference and how you start your conference experience changes depending on where you are in your
career.
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah.
And I should say that my doctorate related presentation, my clinical one is probably a better way to say it, is on the topic of music and emotion regulation. And it's at the lovely day and time of Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
Ooh, that was mine last year. I feel your pain.
Oh, yes. Music and emotion regulations. So if you are there and interested, that's where I will be Sunday morning before I try to figure out a way to get to the airport.
Hey, I have to tell you, though, I was not expecting a good turnout for mine last year. Michelle was there. We had like, I don't know, 50 people probably. So,
awesome.
So hopefully the same will be true for you.
That's right. Okay. Well, I will let y'all know.
All right. Keep us posted.
How about you, Michelle? Are there any that you know now you're planning to attend? Or are you just, this is the year of kind of the break and
no, I haven't even looked at the conference program at all.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me.
Not that I don't care, but because I do. But truthfully, I have a hard time looking at it online because I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. It's some weird thing with my brain. But I'll just wait until I get there and get my little book and, you know, circle what I like with my pencil. But, yep, it's really not. Well, I haven't even thought about it.
Then I'll ask this. Like, when you do that, are you looking more at topic areas like Rachel is? She's looking at business and songwriting. Or are you being like, oh, I really want to hear this person? Or is it a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. But this year, I do want to focus on anything having to do with the medical environment because that's where I'm working now. And, you know, if I had to choose between two medical related presentations, I would look at who's presenting and be like, ooh, I want to hear this person talk about that. You know, that would probably be my tiebreaker.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, I haven't even looked. I have no plans. I'm just going to go and ride the wave.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Awesome. Ride the conference wave.
Yeah. And really, my only goal is to keep my feet up so I don't have gigantic ankles. Like, this is my biggest concern.
Yes.
I'm serious.
Oh, yes. Now, all of our listeners who are going to be at conference, every time they see you, Michelle, are your feet up? Michelle, are your feet up?
Yeah, and I don't care how it looks. My feet are going to be up on a chair. So deal with it.
Awesome.
So who are you both excited to see at conference? I know we said we're excited to see each other, but that's kind of a given. So who else besides our little posse?
Our little posse.
Well, I think that's a given that we're excited to see our music therapy pro members, of course.
Yeah, that's definitely on top of my list.
We actually have a lot of members who I've never met in person. So I only know them online, so that's why I'm so excited to have the pro booth, because then we'll get to make a point to see each other. And, you know, we have that common physical ground other than the common internet ground that we can give the handshake and the hug and that sort of thing.
Yeah. That'll be nice.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to seeing people from, you know, various walks of, you know, the past 14 years of my music therapy career, you know, so people from Iowa and my friends from Twitter and my friend, you know, in addition to the pro community, of course, and, you know, from my friends from San Diego, my friends from Colorado, and just all those different pockets of places I've worked and lived. I can't say that there's any one person in particular, because it's so nice to say hi and see their smiles and, you know, hear them talk about what they're doing with their life right now. And I'm just, I don't know, just seeing people my friends in general, I'm just really excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited to see her.
We're like, seeing on everything. Yeah, me too.
I love seeing, you know, all of my fellow ISU graduates. It's from those in the graduate program at Illinois State. So hopefully since it's in Illinois this year, there will be lots of them. So that's always exciting. I'm also looking forward to seeing all of our Twitter people and Facebook people. So that's exciting. And that reminds me of our tweet up, which I think we have scheduled. Yes.
Yeah, so we were looking at doing a tweet up on Friday after, let's see, after sessions are over.
Yes, yeah.
So, and we've, some of the feelers, I've seen some of the feelers out there on Twitter, and that looks like that's when that's happening. See, now you know, Michelle, Friday after sessions.
This is super cheesy, but one person that I'm excited to see at conference is my husband, Ed, because he's coming again to
Yay.
conference. And even though we live together and we see each other a lot, we some people like they work different times or whatever. That's not us. We're together all the time. But I don't know, it's so stupid, but I just like seeing him at conference too because we actually both share our professional lives with each other a lot. Like I've gone to his conferences and I've even spoken at one of his conferences too, which is he's an urban planner, urban designer, which is like not so close to music therapy at all, and vice versa. But we've both kind of entered each other's careers, I guess you could say, and we both influence each other a lot, and I just always get excited about when sharing the music therapy side with him, partly because I like to see his reactions to music therapy folk. And I'm just excited to hang out with him too.
Well, so are we. We love Ed. He's our honorary fourth member of the Music Therapy Roundtable.
That's right. I'm excited. And if y'all haven't met Ed, you need to stop by the booth because he's pretty cool.
Yes,
Yeah, he'll
he
always be
is.
there.
Well, over at Music Therapy Pro, we'll elaborate on this topic and share our tips for making the most of your conference experience. This conversation will be made available to pro community members at musictherapypro.com. So this month's cool resource of the month is a website called signupgenius.com. Now, I have Meryl Brown, a fellow music therapist, to thank for introducing this resource to me because this is what she's using to organize all of the volunteers for AMTA 2012. So she sent out an email blast to Illinois music therapists saying, "Hey, would you be willing to volunteer? Sign up on this website." And I clicked the link, and it's got all of these different days and times and categories and descriptions, and then a place where you can sign up to volunteer, and then you can have it send a reminder to you. And it's just all of this great organizational information, and this website is free. It's called signupgenius.com. And I thought it'd be really cool for music therapists who are organizing fundraisers or events where they need volunteers or, just anybody. It doesn't have to just be music therapists. But
I wish I knew about this a week ago. I'm
I
trying to organize people for this advocacy booth we're having at conference, and
know.
I did
Oh,
it,
this is perfect.
the old-fashioned way of Google Docs.
No, this is way better than Google Docs. Way
Oh
better.
my gosh.
Yeah, it's super cool and it's free and anybody can use it. So signupgenius.com and thank you, Meryl.
Right, and now we're ready for our announcements, and guess what they're all about? They're all about conference. So, duh. So, what we would like to announce is that, of course, we're keeping up the Music Therapy Roundtable podcast tradition of recording at conference. And so we will be recording the Music Therapy Roundtable podcast on Saturday at 10:45 at our exhibit hall booth. So that's the Music Therapy Pro booth. So please, everyone, whether you're with Music Therapy Pro or not, please join us at the round table and stop by and let us talk to you about your conference experience so that you can get on the show. And speaking of that Music Therapy Pro booth, boy, is it better than ever. And we kind of touched on this before, how every year at conference things get bigger and better, and the Music Therapy Pro booth is no exception. This year it's bigger than ever. We invested in the real table, not the teeny tiny table, so we're gonna have lots of space for everyone to come and network. and we're going to have lots of space for us to meet you and really show you what Music Therapy Pro has to offer. So you'll find the Music Therapy Pro booth in the exhibit hall, and also at the booth, what you're going to find is live and video demonstrations on about all of the services that Music Therapy Pro provides. You're going to be able to meet and greet with all three of us and Ed, my husband, if you care to meet him. One more thing for you non-Music Therapy Pro members, come to the booth because we have a raffle basket that you want to get in on. It's really good. We're going to have lots of great freebies, one of them including a boom tote. Also, some giveaways from Listen and Learn and from Music Therapy Maven, and also from Amy Callis's business. And so come to the booth so that you can sign up for your raffle prize. But if you're a Music Therapy Pro member, you get some special goodies too. For all you Music Therapy Pro members, make sure to come to our special luncheon that we're having on Saturday, just for you members. Let us feed you. Let us come and meet you in person and make sure we really get to know you better. And, you know, let us all connect and see and hear from you how we can make Music Therapy Pro better. So if you're not a Music Therapy Pro member yet and you want a free lunch, sign up now and let us feed you. Okay?
And speaking of Music Therapy Pro, I started this series earlier this year called the Sunday Success Series. And I love hearing about all the amazing things, some little, some big, that music therapists are doing, or pro music therapists. So this month's Sunday Success Story comes from Amanda Ellis. And here's what she shared over at the Music Therapy Pro Facebook forum. Excuse me, quote, "This one is a small success, but it meant the world to me. I entered a classroom that serves students with autism. I approached a student who I also served last year and said, 'Hi, Johnny,' which I'm sure that's not his name, but that's what she wrote, 'Hi, Johnny.' At first, there was no response. Then the student glanced up at me, huge grin, and exclaimed, 'Miss Amanda Music is here.' So we don't consider that to be small at all, Amanda. I read that story and it just warmed my heart. So congratulations on having such a positive influence on your student."
Thank you for joining us. To read a transcript of the show, go to www.musictherapyroundtable.com, where you will also find links to each of our personal blogs. You can get podcast episodes sent directly to you by subscribing to the Music Therapy Roundtable through iTunes. If you enjoy our podcast, please write an iTunes review. It helps our rankings, which allows us to reach more people like you. If you have a comment or question, email us at info@musictherapyroundtable.com. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll talk again next month.